Hello.
Jamie.
Sup, fucker. Hello, hello.
It's been a while.
It has actually, yeah.
Back in the studio.
Back in the games room now. All sorted. Decor up, photos up, vinyls up. Still got
a bit to do.
Like 7 shelves to fill with this. Do you know all this stuff filled up my bedroom at my mum's house? All of it filled it up completely. Yeah. I had stuff in my
this
wardrobe.
This room is about the size of what your bedroom used to be.
It's just bigger.
It is just bigger.
My bedroom used to be longer at my mum's. But yeah, I've got plans for some empty shelves. But I've got 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I've got 13 shelves still to fill with shit. But it gives me incentive to buy more shit. Like,
that's the good
films
thing.
On Blu-ray. But yeah,
plenty
has been...
To buy been. Shit.
Exactly. And who's the king of buying shit? Me.
You.
But yeah, it has been a little while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, two weeks since last time we were in it.
Yeah, pre-recorded 3 and 4, yeah. Day after the other. So it has been literally 2 weeks since we recorded. Feels like a whole new thing again, to be honest with me.
It's felt like ages.
It felt like so much longer than 2 weeks, to be honest with you. Yeah. We have our film, our main topic of this episode.
We have a few topics to talk about as
but
well.
But we will get into that because we have other topics, music-wise.
Yeah.
We want to talk about first. I just want to make a big, big announcement to start off with. You are no longer ill.
I am no longer ill.
The last 2 episodes, you were dying.
I give it 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
And then we'll be dying again.
You'll get another chest infection or something. Or UTI.
It's a gamble. It's a flip of a coin.
Yeah.
It's always one of them.
Take your bets. But yeah.
Yeah, I can't seem to ever, like, go healthy for a month.
It might just be a shit immune system, innit?
It is.
Yeah. I mean, you've had quite a bad immune system since birth, haven't you?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're 8 weeks premature.
Oh,
you're fucked up.
Yeah, that is a bit.
I might as well be Sloth from Gremlins. Not Gremlins. Oh, my God.
My God. As a movie podcast, we've just fucked that. You've just fucked that right up. Sloth from... Do you mean Sloth from Goonies?
I do. That's it. Podcast is over. I fucked it.
Goonies really fucked it. Never say die.
Hey, you guys.
Baby Ruth. It's not my favourite part of that film, yeah?
What's that?
It's when Chunk's watching the cop chase out the window and he fucking squishes his burger and his milkshake at the window and he just goes, "Ah, shit." That had me in stitches when I was a kid.
The Goonies is so good.
Goonies, genius film.
It is so good.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that because that's a fucking quality film.
Definitely.
But yeah, so, to start us off, music.
We'll start on a good note, I think.
A very good note.
We have some good news and some bad news in the music industry.
We have some very bad news. Well, opinionated, but bad news.
I've not met one person that doesn't agree that the bad news
is bad news. I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Right, so yeah, start off with the good news then. You had a little cheeky £300 experience, didn't you?
I did. If you follow us on TikTok, you've already seen one of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
I saw possibly... Not possibly.
It's pretty set in stone now, isn't it?
It is set in stone. My hero. The GOAT.
The GOAT of nu metal.
Corey fucking Taylor. Live in Wolverhampton. Wow.
Mm.
What a show. Let's just put that out there. Mm-hmm. That show was absolutely brilliant.
Yep.
It was... Electrifying.
It was electrifying. Lovely.
Yeah. What else can you say? It was one of the best shows I've ever been to.
Well, me and you have spoke about it privately, and I've got some things to say.
Yeah, yes, you do. I think. I'll put it out there. The VIP experience didn't really feel like a VIP.
No, it didn't.
Not for the money that it was, but.
Yep.
I'm stupid enough. And I love him that much. I would definitely pay it again.
Oh, you see, you spoke to people.
Yeah.
Who other VIPs.
We all agreed that this time it was completely fucked.
Yeah. They said they'd been to one before and it was good.
Yeah.
It was really different.
This time...
So you...
I don't want to out him out.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's not going to fucking listen to this shit, is he?
He's Damon's hero. He's not my hero, so I'll fucking out
him. You say...
So you paid 3 bills, right? So that's... For people who don't get that, that's £300.
Near enough, yeah. I think it was like 270 or something.
So you paid £270.
Yeah.
Now, within that £270, I would have thought
you would have at least got a chance to talk to the guy.
Yeah.
But what you got was to stand there and watch him sound check two songs and then a group photo, not even on the stage.
Yeah.
And that was it.
No, I
oh, and you got a poster.
I got a poster and a bag.
You got a poster and a bag. The poster was meant to be a signed one for VIPs, but you reckon they fucked it up because you got a normal poster and they were selling
the signed ones at the merch. Yeah.
Now, for £270, in my eyes, that's shocking. But from the way you've explained it, I think there's a lot of fuck-ups.
Yeah, the security guards were very, in my opinion, power-hungry.
Mm-hmm. Not irregular.
But it is Wolverhampton, so... Exactly. I don't expect anything else.
Like, hey, up, duck, what do you want?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No offence if you're from Wolverhampton.
No, if you are from Wolverhampton, just move. That place needs to be abolished.
Yes, that opinion was made by Damien and Damien only.
What are they going to come at me?
What, maybe. You might have a five-toed mob.
A little webbed feet mob.
I joke.
Yeah, brilliant. The opening band, Oxymorons, were fantastic. Didn't know what to expect and didn't hear them beforehand.
Yep.
But they came on and they tore the place up, really.
Was that who you got a photo? Was that?
Yeah, I met one of the lead vocalists.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'd actually happily go and see them again.
Yeah.
I talked to him after the show and he said that they're planning on coming back three times next year because they're from New York.
Oh, okay.
So they're coming back three times next year, hopefully. So
yeah,
I'm definitely going to one of them.
I might. If you go to multiple, I might join you for one of them because I've never listened to him personally. But from the photo you took with him, he's wearing a DX WWE shirt, and that you're good in my book if you wear that shirt. You know what I mean?
I would say it was like American hip hop slash with metal.
Okay. Yeah.
Like not like screaming metal. It was like the instrumental side of metal.
Yeah.
So it had the guitar, the heavy guitars, the heavy bass, the drums. But when they weren't rapping, they were singing.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So it was a cross between like hip hop and metal.
Yeah.
So very cool. They actually toured at the beginning of the year, if I remember correctly, with another band that's in the same sort of genre called Fever 333, which I don't know if you've ever heard before.
I have heard of them, yeah. I think I've listened to a few.
I saw them at Download and they were really good as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Corey Taylor just obviously rocked the show. I mean,
yeah,
you just expect it from him, don't you?
Yeah, I was surprised. You showed me the video because this was just his gig. Yeah. It wasn't Slipknot.
No,
gig.
It was Corey Taylor's solo band.
He did Duality.
He did three Slipknot songs.
Yeah.
He did Before I Forget.
Yeah.
He did Snuff, and then he did Duality.
See, that's cool as fuck. Aren't
yeah,
that's really cool. To be fair, I like that.
And he did SpongeBob's theme song.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I've seen clips of him on TikTok doing that. It's kind of a thing he does at his gigs now, isn't it?
Well, do you know, I didn't notice this until a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's actually released it as a proper song on Spotify. Oh,
fair play. Fair play. What a guy.
It is great. Like, he got the acoustic guitar out, and then someone to my right just shouts, SpongeBob, and he looks over. He, like, fucks him off.
Yeah.
And then he goes, fuck you, dude. And then everyone just shouts, SpongeBob!
Yeah.
And then he's like, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And then he flips everyone off and then goes, are you ready, kids? And then everyone just shouts, aye, aye, Captain.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Like, I love that, though. It's so childish.
I love that. I feel like, as a Corey Taylor solo fan, you had to be a fan of Slipknot. And I love that these Slipknot fans were SpongeBob watchers as kids.
Yeah, literally.
It's just, it's fucking phenomenal. That transition in life is just brilliant. I love that.
But, yeah. I've completed my set now of his latest, the album he's touring now.
Mm-hmm.
I've completed my set now. I got the signed vinyl when it was released.
Yeah.
And after that show, I got a signed CD as well.
Ooh.
So I've got the set now.
Nice.
And I also caught his guitar pick, which is going up in the frame.
Yeah, it's 100%. That was cool as fuck. You showed me that. That was gnarly.
Feel real. That was like holding something. He played fucking Snuff with that guitar pick.
Yeah,
like that's mental in my head that he's played such a legendary song in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I've got it now.
You now own it. Yeah,
I now own a piece.
Did
of
you?
That
so just out of curiosity.
Yeah,
you caught this.
Yeah.
So was it a clean catch or was it like a he threw it and you just put your hand up and managed to in a fight got it?
Well,
this is when you say you punch a woman for it.
Well, I did kind of... I didn't really steal it off a kid.
You stole it off a fucking child.
There was a kid next to me. He was about 14. He was a little grumpy shit.
As most 14-year-olds slip not fans
He chucked it. It hit my hand and it fell on the floor. And the kid was trying to like grab it off the security guard.
Yeah.
But the security guard saw that I had it first.
Yeah.
And then he gave it to me. And the little kid like sulked the entire show then. And I was like... Mate, grow up.
That's
like,
a bit
you even stood there. You've not sung any of the songs and you just expect one of the guitar, but fuck off. Like, I'm sorry. But...
Clearly not as big of a fan as you.
No, it pissed me off because he was sulking. And like, he was just stood there the entire show. He wasn't singing, he wasn't jumping, he wasn't doing anything. He just stood there.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. It hit my hand first, so technically it's mine.
Yeah. It's a very small thing to, like, just straight up catch as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, it landed on the floor, like, behind the back... where the security guards stand, behind the barricade.
Mm.
And the security guard picked it up, and the little kid tried, like, grabbing it off of him, and he went, no, it's his. And he gave it to me. But the little kid was sulking the entire time.
No, that's fair game, if you ask me, to be honest.
So...
Yeah.
He can go fuck himself.
Yeah, fuck him, little cunt. Mm. As most of it, 14-year-old Slipknot fans are, they're quite miserable little shit.
Yeah, it was quite smelly.
I push my fingers in my eye.
That was when I knew. When they played Duality and he didn't like start singing, I knew someone was off.
Yeah.
And they're like, how can you not be singing right now at Duality? Yeah. Out of all of them. Duality.
He just got photos to impress a fucking big titty goth girl, didn't
they? Yeah.
But yeah, good time.
Very good time.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good time. Your face when you left the VIP thing, was you looked fucking angry.
I was raging. But then when I got back in to the venue, and then I was literally smack bang in the middle front row.
Yeah,
I was 5 foot from Corey the entire show.
Yeah,
smack bang in front of him. I was like, I'd pay £300 just for this spot again.
Yeah, 100%, like, man. 100%.
It was mental.
Yeah, your facial expressions in your Snapchats afterwards did change.
Yeah.
I was like, he's having a good time now.
Yeah.
Because even Dave was worried.
Yeah.
My missus was like, oh, shit, he's not going to enjoy it. It's pissed him off. He's going to have a shit time, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw your face. I was like, nah, fuck, look at him. Yeah. He's living it up, mate.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah. rounded up. Wasn't worth it, but I would pay it again.
Just 100%.
Like, he is my Post Malone to you. Like, if that makes sense.
So him to you is like me. He's
the equivalent of Post Malone to you.
Right, yeah.
For me.
I mean, I've made it pretty adamant that before I die, I will marry Post Malone.
Well, there might be some complications in that.
No, but real talk, he Post Malone's my dream guest.
If we get any, like, big guests, like Corey or Post...
Just that episode, I would go back to smoking cigarettes. Just that episode.
I would start smoking cigarettes for that episode.
I'd get a face tats and everything. But yeah. So yeah, good. That's a good note to start on. I like it. Good note. Let's keep it positive.
Yeah.
We stay on the positive length before we go crash bang straight down this hill.
Yeah.
You've been listening to an album. You've got a review.
It's relatively new. It came out on the 21st of April of this year.
Oh, it's
relatively new.
Yeah, relatively.
It's a band that I saw open for Electric Callboy a couple of weeks ago.
Oh my god. Kid Creole and the Coconuts?
No.
ABBA.
The Kid Leroy.
Don't understand. I was trying to think of something that was rapid and I couldn't fucking come up.
No, it wasn't. They're called As Everything Unfolds. They are an English progressive metal band.
English progressive?
Yeah.
Is this like a new genre?
Prog metal.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I've been obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
I think Charlie, that's her name, she's the vocalist, has one of the best singing voices in metal at the moment. Really do. The album's called Ultraviolet.
Great name.
Give it a fucking listen. I mean, my favourite song off of it is Felt Like Home.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It just caught me immediately.
It's those songs,
like, instantly. As soon as I heard that chorus, I was like, yep. That's a bit of me.
I've got songs on my playlist, which is just because there's a 30 second part of the song which has like a really gnarly instrument that I like the sound of. Yeah, I completely get it. 100%. Sounds really good.
Yeah, they're incredible. They're headlining a UK tour in January.
Ooh.
Which I am very much considering going, if I get time.
Yep.
The closest they're coming is Nottingham.
Short train journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I thought it was Bedworth, but it turns out to be Bedford.
Oh God, that's a big difference, yeah.
I thought Bedworth, I was like, oh, smashing. I could get back that night as well and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was Bedford, I was like, oh, it's a bit further away.
I was going to say, but would Bedworth, they'd be gigging in a fucking town hall.
Literally. they're really good.
Yeah. Good stuff. Recommend it. Give them a listen.
Definitely, yeah.
Give them a listen.
Have you been listening to any albums recently? Any new albums?
I've had the same 5 Post Malone albums on repeat for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That's about it. I found some new songs. I have found some new songs, I must admit.
Can I just say, there's an album that's been released recently that is probably the weirdest album I've ever heard in my life. Lorna Shaw released an album last year, which I'm pretty sure was
Pain Remains,
yeah. Well, a couple of weeks ago...
The snarly does in fucking wrath.
A couple of weeks ago, they released another album.
Lorna Shaw did?
Yeah. It's Pain Remains.
Yeah.
But it's an instrumental album. They just took all the vocals off. It's just all instrumental.
So people can do covers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's quite cool. I'd like to see some covers of Welcome Back, Our Sleeping Dreamer.
What an intro that song has to an album. An intro.
And I believe, I'm probably getting it wrong. It's Wrath.
Yeah.
It's not Wraith, is it? It's Wrath.
I think it is Wrath, yeah.
Yeah. I like that one. No albums from me.
No.
None new. But people listening, I love metal. Yeah. I love death metal but I like all music.
You just check out the singles, like every song that gets released. You don't check out the whole album.
I like to say I don't like genres.
Yeah.
I like artists or I like songs.
Yeah.
Like my last 4 added songs, this is on my Spotify.
Yeah.
Was 2 from Greece, from the prom scene. It's Born to Hand Jive by Shanana and Those Magic Changes by Shanana. Dancing Across the USA by Lindsay Buckingham. And Keep Your Goodbyes by Patrick CC, Jonah Zed, Joyride. Yeah.
Right, they all sound like they're from the 80s.
Pat CC is a YouTuber you need to check out. He does Orcs Battles. He's fucking awesome. I'd love to even do a pod about music with him one day because he's fucking cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, and I have added because I follow a playlist on Spotify called Featured Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's every song he's ever featured in.
Yeah.
And they haven't got this song in the playlist yet, so it's in my live playlist, but it's Pick Up Man, the country song he did recently.
I was about to say,
my first truck when I was 3. Oh God, I love it so much.
Did you see the interview he did afterwards with her? I can't remember her name, but she interviewed him. And was like, can we see a country album? And he goes, I think so.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to get a Post Malone country album.
I cannot wait.
I'm all for that. 100% all for that.
100%. I'll have room for a cassette. Austin, I'll have room for a CD.
Austin, we might hear our voices dimmer a little bit now because we are looking across the room because he's got all of the Post Malone albums.
I've got all the Post Malone vinyls up in the...
I feel like his latest one, Austin,
on the wall,
was a small dive into country.
I said the first half of the album was like 80s synthesizer type beat. And then at the back end, when you got like Landmine and Enough Is Enough and everything, it was like... you could sense the country in it. He's just testing the waters. I listen to Post Malone every day, I must admit. Yeah. I adore that man. He's literally my idol. No new albums, but new songs. I just like finding old shit and listen to it.
I've got some very exciting news.
Oh, go on.
I mean, it's not that exciting for some people, but for me it is, as they are my favourite band of all time. Bury Tomorrow are back in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
They're recording some stuff. I don't know whether it's going to be a new album. I doubt it's going to be a new album, considering
it's going to be a remix of Man on Fire.
They just dropped an album back in March. So yeah. I doubt it's going to be another album this soon.
Probably.
But it looks like we're going to get some new, just maybe standalone tracks.
Yeah.
Coming out like Death and Life was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I'm all for it, and I feel like they deserve a higher slot on festivals.
They do.
I'm very surprised they're not at this download, to be honest.
Yep.
Because they should be, and they should be headlining, in my opinion.
But, yep. That is. Yeah. So before we dive into the bad news, I do just want to touch on some very exciting news for yourself, but also for me.
Yeah.
So for anyone listening, my birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
First of December. And Damien here decided So anyone who's listened to previous episodes, you know that we went to see WWE in Nottingham.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. You bought me a birthday present.
I bought you a birthday present.
Now, when we went a couple of weeks ago, it was Strictly SmackDown.
Yeah.
And you've bought me tickets to go to Birmingham and see the Raw live event. But we are in...
We are second row.
We are second row in one of the blocks. So we are basically ringside.
Yeah, near enough.
And I'm going to shit my pants when we're there.
Honestly, when I bought the ticket, it sunk in.
Yeah.
Because I felt guilty afterwards for spending that much money.
You did message me saying, I feel guilty about money. And then I was like, and then you told me, and I was like, you spent money on me. Like, don't feel guilty about spending money on me.
I'm going to be so
well, you've worn up me so much with your birthday present. I got you Lego for your birthday. You bought me tickets to WWE. I'm going to have to buy you like a fucking VIP to like,
it's gonna be like
download.
Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer, they always trying to outdo each other.
I'm going to have to get, yeah, I'm going to have to be like Tom Segura and get you like a
Hitler's cup.
There's a Hitler's cup, yeah. Like the drink, the cup.
I'm
that
not
going to
lie,
well
if you bought me Hitler's cup.
That's going in the collection.
I'm not.
That's going to the collection of third right things you own.
I'm not trying to advocate anything he's done.
Yeah.
But that is going up and that is a collectible.
It's a collector's item now, yeah. Isn't it? It's like, wow, such a bad man. It's the same way as if someone said, oh, Stalin, use this lighter. I'd be like, that's mad.
Yeah, that's getting framed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't like the fact of that. But yeah, that's very exciting news.
Yeah.
I am very thankful. Thank you again.
That's all right. It's been a sick time.
So when's your birthday again?
August.
It is August, isn't it?
8th of August, yeah.
Oh, shit. Right, so I've got a little bit of time. So
you've got a little bit of time. But guess what?
I can get you something good then.
When we see them, we hopefully, fingers crossed, everything crossed.
We'll get to smell Rhea Ripley.
You might do. Oh. But I'll be focused on something else.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we will have a new WWE Undisputed Champion.
Oh my God.
It would literally be like a week after WrestleMania.
I was going to say, because when you said April, I was like, that's close.
It's a week after WrestleMania.
Oh my God, we could have Cody as champ.
Cody will be champ, because Roman's leaving after Mania.
Don't you think that's mad, though? They did the brand split.
Yeah.
To keep, like, go back to the old days. One title on one title yeah. on the other. And now, the future WWE champ is going to be on Raw, and the heavyweight champ's on Raw.
Yeah, do you know what's funny?
Mm.
Last night, LA Knight was getting beaten up by Solo and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes comes out and saves him.
There's going to be a Survivor Series match between them, isn't there?
Well, Cody's already in the
War Games. They're in War Games, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, who's Cody against for War Games?
Cody's got...
Is he against the Judgment Day? Is that his main opponent for their and them
yeah.
team? Oh.
So it's the Judgment Day against... Gosh. Don't know why I'm doing that. Don't know why I just touched that.
You look professional.
Yeah. It's the Judgment Day against Cody, Jay... Seth. I think we've got a mystery opponent yet. Which everyone's guessing, like, is it Jimmy? Is it Kevin Owens? Is it Randall Orton? Or is it CM Punk?
No, it's neither. You know who it is.
It's probably going to be fucking Sammy, isn't it?
No, you know who it is. The most electrifying man in sports entertainment. If you're some man!
The Rock is not coming out to beat the fucking Judgment Day.
Yeah.
If he does,
in War Games.
If he does, I'm unsubscribing to WWE.
Are you mad? I am resubscribing. Because I binge off yours.
I want to see The Rock just fuck Dominic Mysterio. Well, yeah, I probably would.
Right, can you finish fuck up?
Fuck up,
yeah. I would want to see The Rock fuck Dominic Mysterio in the middle of War Games. He's just on the top of the cage, railing him. If you smell... But yeah. So yeah, we could have a new champ for them. That'd be sick. Yeah. As long as Rhea Ripley's still on Raw, because I just want to see her. No, mind, look, she'll fucking transfer to SmackDown by the time the fucking event comes out.
Yeah, and then we've got the Women's War Games as well, which I'm not going to give a fuck about.
I'll turn it on. I'm not turning it off because it's women and I don't think they can wrestle, because that's not the case. There's no one in
stale.
There that interests me.
I'm finding a lot of it is very stale.
Yeah.
The tag team's gone stale. Who's even tag team champs anymore? Oh, the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
It's just all stale. I mean, I'm excited to see Gunther wrestle again.
Yeah, I am.
I think we've seen him wrestle since SummerSlam.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I just there's no one in the
I'm
women's
calling
war
this
games.
Now. Anyone that's into wrestling, bring this episode back after the Royal Rumble. Gunther is winning this year's Royal Rumble, and I reckon that's.
So you reckon they're going to give him after having the longest run? In
I
the
reckon.
Ring,
I reckon
they're going
to
give him the dub.
I reckon they've got no choice but to bring him up to the main event scene now.
Is he now the longest Intercontinental holder?
Yeah, he beat a Honky Tonk Man.
A Honky Tonk Man.
That was months ago as well. He beat him. months ago.
Mm. So, who would you reckon they'd drop the Intercontinental to, though?
I mean, he's facing The Miz at Survivor Series. They're building The Miz up a lot.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I don't think The Miz could beat Gunther, but I would die to see The Miz beat Intercontinental champ one last time before he retires. Because in my opinion, The Miz is the greatest IC champ of all time. In my opinion.
Do you know who mine is?
Who?
Zack Ryder.
Woo, woo, woo. You know
it. He won it at Mania, lost it on Raw.
I think The Miz made it so good.
The Miz is the only one that I can look back on now in recent times and him be more recognisable as Intercontinental.
Yeah.
What can you hear?
I can hear music.
Yeah, it's coming from... My missus is watching. Oh, yeah, yeah. She's watching. She started this fucking... I think it's called Cloud9. It's this supermarket show on Netflix.
Mm.
There's spots that are funny, but a lot of it is just cringe.
I'll be honest. Sorry, I thought it was coming up my phone or something. I was like, oh, I hope the pod's not...
No, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, very exciting stuff. Very exciting stuff. We'll obviously keep you updated on after. Hopefully we'll be on episode, like, I don't know, probably 30-something, well then. 20-something, 30-something.
Probably will be, yeah.
Obviously, if we haven't fell out, you prick.
I mean, we fall out probably 3 times a day.
I can count on one hand how many times we fell out since I've known you.
I don't think I could raise a finger. Yeah.
It's zero. I've never fell out here.
I mean, there's some times where, like, we got drunk and I thought, like, you've been a bit of a cunt there, mate, but...
Oh, I've been a cunt to you when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
But I was a cunt to you because your missus has been a cunt.
Yeah.
Well, your ex-missus at the time has been a cunt.
A whole nother podcast.
Yeah, that's a whole fucking episode on your fucking past relationship. But yeah, that was... Yeah, I've never indirectly been a cunt to you for the sake of being... to you about something you've done because you've never done anything. But yeah.
Nah, I'm just pretty boring.
No, you're you're well boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done a podcast with me. You're well boring, aren't you?
Yeah. Pretty boring.
Love it. Right. So,
as
after all that, after all that good news.
Time to bring the fucking mood down.
The download lineup. What a crock of shit. Avenged Sevenfold haven't done fuck all since 2010. What the fuck are they headlining?
I feel like Avenged Sevenfold was the only headliner I was expecting out of all this.
When have they released music?
They released an album like 2 months ago.
The last time I heard Avenged Sevenfold was when I bought the Backcountry song on Saints Row 2 when I was like 8. And the thing is, my sisters, when they were young, when they first got into metal, if they're listening, you know what I mean. Like, you know I'm talking about you. You two used to binge. My sister, Hev, used to love the lead singer. Because he does this, like, almost Rocky Balboa like lip drop thing in the corner of his mouth on his bottom lip when he sings.
Yeah.
And she used to love him.
M Shadows.
You know what I mean? I used to walk into there, them singing like, "Shh, be quiet, you might piss somebody off like me, motherfucker." Like, and back then I was like, "Oh my god, this is so fucking hardcore."
Yeah.
This is so heavy. Now I listen to like Brand of Sacrifice and I'm like, it's fucking weak. This is good.
Poppy.
This is good, but shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So Fallout Boy, Queens of the Stone Age, Avenged Sevenfold as headliners. I don't really want to pay a full ticket price to not actually go and watch the headliners.
Literally.
What pisses me off, though, is there's a lot of the middle card bands that I really want to see. That's what is pissing me off.
Like, what are they called? Like, sleep heroin or something like that?
Sleep heroin?
Sleep heroin or some shit. Which is the one I said that I mispronounced before we started this?
Yeah, who was that?
Is it like... Oh, no. It's some woman's name and the heroin or something. Or crack... Or... Horatio.
I can't find them.
I'll find them instantly, because I know exactly where they are.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey Carter and the Heroines. Heroines. Knifebridge. Bride.
What's the one I said to you before the fight? I turned around and said, who the fuck is Hot Wax?
Yeah, Hot Wax.
And I'm probably offending people who actually know who they are now, but I have no idea who the fuck Hot Wax is.
There's a band here called Rory. Rory, it's just the racing car.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. Rory the racing car, isn't it? Rory, my guy.
I mean, the bands I want to see, Alien Weaponry.
Me too.
Pantera. Brand of Sacrifice.
Brand of Sacrifice, me too.
Pantera.
Pantera. The only band that I think looks decent.
Crystal Lake, I quite like to see.
Yeah, they're cool.
Heilung, I'd love to see.
Don't know.
They're like pagan music.
Specify pagan, because if there's anyone from England listening to this here, then they think, well, you're pagan, innit?
Viking music. Let's just, yeah. I'll just say, like, it's cringy because that's not what they are, but it's the best way to describe them.
Yeah.
Viking music. Sum 41, I feel like, would be pretty cool.
Sum 41 will actually. Do they do the. Cruising through the party like my name is.
I think so.
High school.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's in like every 2000s teen film.
Yeah.
I'm probably butchering the lyrics. I'll probably really butcher the lyrics.
I'd quite like to see Baby Metal for one song. And then that's me done.
I'd like to see Baby Metal because I just think they're really cool Asian chicks. Yeah. You know what I mean? Are they Japanese?
Yes.
Yeah.
Billy Talent, I think, would be pretty cool just to see a red flag. Billy Talent.
He's there?
Billy Talent's there, yeah.
Who's that?
See, I thought
that name rings a really big
bell. I thought
he
was a bloke from the 80s. I think he is.
Oh, let's.
But
I don't know. What? A random bloke from the 80s. What did you have download? You had like Slayer and fucking Metallica and Slipknot, yeah. And then like in the middle, they had like Nick Kershaw. You know what I mean? In the middle, all of a sudden, mid thing, it just, like, I won't let the sun go down. And he just comes out. Or like Rick Astley comes out and just, I'm never going to give you up. You know what I mean? Just randomly.
I think, yeah, Billy Tanner are quite like old punk, if that makes sense.
Okay, so like proper cool.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
Bad Omens.
Oh, I've heard of Bad Omens. Actually, I fuck with them.
I rate them. I think they are maybe. I'm not going to say overrated because I think they deserve all the hype they've got.
Yeah.
But I'd say they might be a little bit overhyped at the moment. TikTok this year, it's just been run by Bad Omens and Sleep Token. The metal scene has just become obsessed with them.
Do you know what? Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
For me, Sleep Token, don't understand the hype. I've listened to one song. And I really enjoyed that song. It was Take Me Back to Eden, the title track off the new album.
Yeah.
Brilliant song. But I listen to all the other songs and then they're like, nah, it's all right. I don't understand everyone going, oh my God, it's the best band ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's just another hype train. And, well, the man we talked about a minute ago, Corey Taylor's there with his solo band.
Now piss Slipknot off.
What?
Now piss Slipknot off.
Yeah. Corey Taylor's probably going to get fired soon. And then the one band that was really questioning me to see this while she sleeps.
They're quite low on the event card, shall we say.
Yeah, they are.
Which dude, that's baffling.
I don't understand.
That's baffling. I sort of just did a streak.
All right.
So we didn't lose it. Sorry, I just sent Damien a
he just sent me a picture of his face. I was like, what?
Yeah, I am talking, but I'm preemptively messaging my missus on Snapchat as well, who's in the bedroom because she's having some
she's
fake
not
contractions.
In the best of well, yeah.
Yeah, her stomach's kind of playing up, so I'll just make sure it's okay. And our shriek on Snapchat nearly ended, which obviously is all hands
really
on
important.
Deck.
Yeah.
Panic.
Yeah, while she sleeps, I'm probably going to try and get a day ticket.
Yeah.
Because I hope a lot of the bands that I want to see fall in one day, they probably won't know my look.
To be honest with you, if I was going to get a day ticket, just for me personally, if I was going to get a day ticket, I would get whichever day Pantera were playing and then just take whatever else was on that day.
I think that's going to be my day because I've got a feeling they have to put Pantera and Machine Head on the same day.
Yeah.
They're both thrash.
Yeah.
They surely have to put them both on the same day, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Alien Weaponry have to be on that day as well because they're kind of thrash as well. Like, they're like the new age of thrash.
Yeah. And they're cool.
If that does happen, that is the day I'm going.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, I mean, I've seen Machine Head before.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. I didn't know who they were. I saw them when they toured with Amon Amarth as a co-headline tour.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they were incredible. Actually, I've got Statistics FM on my phone, which tells me who I've listened to the most on Spotify.
Okay, yeah.
And my number one band that I've listened to the most of all time is actually Machine Head.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah.
Somehow they've just completely taken over at the beginning of this year, they just took over my Spotify.
Yeah.
The Offspring, I know one song.
I don't.
I
probably
think.
Should.
Maybe. I couldn't tell you what it was though.
Yeah.
Royal Blood, dog shit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's it. I mean, Pantera, yeah. I also forgot, because I just remembered Pantera. A lot of people are kicking off about it.
Oh.
Because of the whole issues that he's had recently with racial comments.
Because he's a fucking racist. Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah, he did a Nazi salute and shouted white power.
That's racist.
Yeah.
That's fucking textbook racism.
Yeah.
I told you from the get-go, yeah. Right? I told you from the get-go, the song Walk, which was released in before we were fucking born.
Yeah.
There's one fucking line in between the chorus where he goes, walk on home, boy.
Yeah.
You know he says that with racial undertone.
Yeah.
You know he's... You can tell he looks like a typical skinhead.
He does, yeah.
And I love the band. I love their music.
Yeah.
But he is... Like, he is... You just... I just take one look at him and go, yeah, you're a textbook racist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But they're not the... First of all... Sorry, I just skipped over that bit I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
It is their first UK appearance in 20 years.
That's insane. That's fucking
insane. I have to go to it.
Yeah. I would love to, but... Kid on the way.
Yeah. They are not the only controversial band on this set, on this lineup. There's another band recently that the lead singer has said some very controversial stuff that has got him in some deep water.
Oh my god. Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
How did you know?
I'm gonna keep mentioning
them. I know.
I'm gonna do it.
Slaughter to Prevail are also on this card.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are kicking off about Pantera and Slaughter being there.
Why are they kicking off about Slaughter? What the fuck's he... Oh, what the fuck's Alex done?
Well, he came out and said that... he reposted a video. If I get this correct...
Yeah.
He reposted a video of a kid saying... I can't remember exactly. Please don't have a go at me because I can't remember the video exactly and I'm going to get this wrong. So please correct me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a boy, little male kid,
yeah.
Saying he was a little girl, and right. The parent was encouraging this. And Alex said that the I'm getting stuff mixed up. That was Thy Art Is Murder. Don't worry.
That was Thy Art Is Murder. One. Right. Okay.
I think Alex just came out and said he doesn't care if you're gay, if you're transgender, anything like that. He says just leave the kids alone.
And I'm absolutely fucking right.
And he says, and just stop like bringing it in everyone's faces, putting it in everyone's faces.
Absolutely.
And now 1,000% everyone's correct. Going at him saying he's transphobic and homophobic, even though he's come out and said.
So he's saying he doesn't have a problem with it, but he doesn't want you to push the agenda onto people who don't want to be a part of it. Now, there's nothing wrong with
and
that.
And now they're saying he's homophobic and transphobic, which personally for me, I don't have a problem with anyone. I don't understand really where they are coming from.
I don't have a problem with them, but they victimised themselves.
Yeah, I feel like Alex wound them up.
Yeah.
You could tell he was joking in the video that he did.
Of course, yeah.
You could tell it, but everyone took it too seriously, in my opinion.
And yeah.
They've just dragged this way out of proportion.
But he's got a point.
Yeah.
If a kid, if a boy growing up decides, listen, I feel like a girl, I want to be a girl.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, cool, but make sure that is your child's decision.
Yeah.
Make sure that the kid has made that decision by themselves. Don't force it and say, no, you are a girl.
Yeah.
No, let the kid make it for themselves.
In my opinion, I don't think the kid should make a full-on decision about what they want to do. Like, if they feel like they are in the wrong body and they want to do surgery to change that, I don't have a problem with it. Let them do that.
Let them go
but
ahead.
But I feel like it has to be at 18.
Yeah.
Because you...
No, but I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah. All right. They might want to change their body.
Yeah.
But if they already know that they're a girl in their head...
Yeah.
Why do they have to make themselves into a girl? If they already know they are in their head...
Yeah.
Why do they have to change themselves? I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, how I'm thinking it in my head.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
But if 100%. They already think... Or if they already know... This is just saying it as in a male perspective, because obviously we're both male.
Yeah, yeah.
If you
just assumed my gender.
Sorry. If I knew I was a girl.
Yeah.
Why would I need to immediately chop everything off?
Yeah.
To become a girl, if I'm already know I'm a girl.
Yeah.
That's the bit I don't understand.
This is why.
But you wouldn't let your child go and get a tattoo, would you? Because they would change their mind next week.
Until they're 18.
Exactly.
They can't legally. They've took out the law now where you can give them written parental consent. Before they're 18, they've took it out now. Exactly, it doesn't exist. Yeah.
I feel like it should be the same.
Yeah, I mean, operations. I think surgery-wise and changing your hormones and taking the meds for it, I'm pretty sure you have to be 18 anyway.
No, you don't.
You don't. Right, see, right, that needs to be made until you're 18. Because I'd be more than happy for a child to hit puberty, or even before puberty, go, okay, I'm a girl. I feel like a girl. Or I'm a boy. I'm a girl, but I feel like a boy.
Yeah.
But then go through your stages of puberty.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like you've... Now your mind's gone through what
it's
it has
more,
to.
It's more developed.
It's developed, it's grew.
Yeah.
You've got a bit more understanding. If you still feel the same way when you're 18, then by God almighty... You get your penis chopped off, or you get a penis fucking sewed on, and you
go and
you
take your
give
life.
Yourself tits no, and you change your hormones.
I didn't mean it like that.
Go what?
I said go and take your life. I didn't mean it. No, I meant go and get your life. Go and like
it's too
fucking
late.
Make it.
Oh, it's too late.
I'm cancelled.
It's too late.
Oh, I'm cancelled.
He didn't mean it like that.
I didn't mean it.
Like, he meant it in the sense of go and give yourself your new life.
Yeah,
go and become the new person you feel like you are.
I didn't mean it as in go kill yourself. Oh, that sounded so bad.
Please, I beg everyone listening who finds that actually funny. Oh my God. Because that's not how you meant it, but it's going to sound so bad.
I just told a lot of people to go and kill themselves by accident.
Oh my God.
Well, we told you this was some bad news.
That is absolutely fantastic. Oh my God.
Right, well, as I've nearly cancelled myself, and we're 40 minutes into this.
I can't believe you said that.
We should probably go into the films before I cancel
myself. But yeah, let's not get
too political.
Gender political.
Yeah.
Because we could be here for hours. Yeah. We've got our opinions.
And it's not something I'd really want to put on this podcast, to be honest.
No. At the end of the day, here at JD on the Rocks podcast, be who you want to be. Make sure that's the decision you want to make.
We say it how we think of it.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
You know,
but I just do want to make a statement. Just me. This is just me, Jamie, saying this. Yeah. I'm not weird for wanting to be a straight heterosexual male and stay male.
Yeah.
It's not weird to be just a heterosexual man.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, like, people, the trans people and the gay people and the bisexual people, asexual, pansexual, the people who do push it on you, who are going, oh, well, are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up before I punch you in the way Adam's apple used to be. Yeah? So now you're getting cancelled. I'm in the boat with you, mate. We go down together. But no, be who you want to be. Live your life how you want to live it. As long as you have fun, but and as long as you look back at your life when you die and say, do you know what? I had a really good fucking time. Then you
did it
right.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, recent events in my family life has shown me that we are here for such a short time on this earth. We are here for such a short period of time. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it actually, in hindsight, if you look at it, because, oh, do you know what? I was having a really deep thought to myself about this the other day.
Yeah.
So I'm 25 this year.
You're old as fuck, boy.
And I was trying to think as fucking far back as I could.
Mm-hmm.
I can maybe remember some times when I was in nursery, so I would have been 5.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember before that. And then it's patchy from 5 to 10, and it's patchy from 10 to 15. From 15 onwards, it's kind of more memorable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, wow. Like, that 25 years have just gone...
Yeah, like that.
Like that.
Yeah.
And it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But if you look at... But look at how much I've done in 25 years... In how little you can do when you're 25 years. You know what I mean? You can't have a podcast or collect shit or play video games when you're fucking 4.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You probably can nowadays.
Yeah.
But now I'm 25 going to 50.
Yeah.
I've got so much more. I've got potential. I can do so much more now.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to waste it.
Don't want to waste it, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because my biggest thing is just looking back at my life when I'm inevitably going to die and go... Fuck me, I had a really good fucking time.
Yeah, I've got in that mindset the last couple of weeks that I want to get like a lot of shit done. And yeah, I'm probably going to burn myself out doing all this stuff. But
fuck it, man.
At the same time, I don't want to be that person that goes, I wish I tried this.
Do you want to be... Yeah, exactly. Do you want to be the guy who goes, I did the podcast.
Yeah.
I did wrestling.
Yeah.
But I didn't do this.
I've already had that stage where I am regretting stopping playing rugby. At such a young age.
Yeah.
Because now I've really got back into it and I'm like, fuck, I really wish I carried it on.
Yeah. I never should have stopped playing basketball when I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I thoroughly think, because I started smoking when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I carried playing basketball as regular as I did when I was 13 and didn't fall in with the wrong crowd, start smoking, fags, weed.
Yeah.
I think I think I would have got at least league, European league basketball. Because I was really athletic, I was really good. For an asthmatic, I was really fit, and my fitness was really good. And then obviously, just went down the shitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry to get a bit...
Yeah, so we've got deep.
That literally... Do you know how we always say for this podcast, it's just two mates talking?
Yeah.
That literally changed from us doing the podcast to us just having a conversation about life then.
And this is it. Like we say in every episode, we are literally two blokes that just chat shit.
We're just...
And we decided to...
Best mates having a laugh, who just fucking just record it
and put it up. We're not professionals. We're not trying to be professionals.
No. Even if we're doing this with, even if we were 5 years in and we were getting paid bank from it, and we were like had sponsors and all this shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider myself a professional podcaster. No. I consider myself now. My job is chatting with my friend, which is fucking cool as fuck.
That is the dream.
Literally, that it's the dream. But so right,
we are well. We've just basically just done a podcast by just catching up.
Yeah, literally a catch up pod. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
the main topic, the headline,
the main event of the evening.
It's time.
Let's get ready to rumble. It's not a boxing film.
It isn't.
We have
a trilogy.
A trilogy.
We've just done a trilogy.
The trilogy in British film making, if you ask me.
I feel like if you enjoy films,
and in the English, UK,
you've seen these films. You've seen many these films, times.
And you know these dons.
Yeah,
you know them. Yeah,
the Cornetto trilogy,
Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End.
In my opinion, arguably, probably one of the best comedy trilogies of all time.
Easily in my top three.
Yeah.
Easily in my top three. Possibly first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, the first one, Shaun of the Dead.
Exactly. Where do we start? Let's do it.
First one that was released, Shaun of the
Dead. Shaun of the Dead. You got red on you.
2004. What film?
Excuse me.
Oi, love. And then they see her go, she's so drunk. She's all like, she's like, about to eat Nick Frost, and they're like, she's so drunk.
Yeah.
And then there's a bit where Nick Frost falls back, and the zombie walker, whatever, is on top of her. Oh, no, sorry, I've got it mixed up. It was Simon Pegg was on the floor. She falls on top of him,
yeah.
And then Nick Frost gets the camera, and then they both like look at the camera.
Yeah, she like turns her head, yeah.
And then she starts going back to like eat him.
So if I remember this rightly, because me and you both have seen this film a numerous amount of times, and we love them, yeah?
Yeah.
So if I remember this rightly,
yeah,
we go to mum's house, kill Phil, save mum, go and get Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice cold point,
wait for this to blow
and
over,
and wait for all this to blow over. Yeah. If I've got that on spot, what a fucking film, directed by the great Edgar Wright,
the great,
one of the best directors ever. For these films. Absolutely just...
Yeah.
What guy. What an absolute guy. It's... Now, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg, if you're from England,
yeah,
and you like films, you like shows and everything, you've definitely started by watching Spaced, which is where they started.
Yeah.
And that show is just hilarious. Yeah. It, very short cut, though. I think it was only either a season or two seasons.
Yeah.
But just so funny. And then they went on just to do these films together, and now they appear in...
Everything.
Other things with each other.
I
consider these two people both national treasures.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like these two are the UK's equivalent to Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Jen Ann?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, in terms of films, she is kind of the female queen and has been since pretty much the 90s.
I feel like, because you always see them two together, you always see Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston together.
Yeah, they did the two murder mystery films. Yeah. Just Go With It?
I think so.
I think that was her.
You always know it's going to be a good, all right film when them two are in it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, these two are the equivalent, the UK's equivalent to it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, if Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are on the card, it's going to be great, no matter what.
100%.
But yeah, Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg actually wrote...
Yeah,
Shaun of the Dead.
They've wrote the Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah,
together, both of them. I mean, what can't you say about the film?
Yeah,
you can't say anything bad.
No, because it's
It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Simon Pegg himself has spoke about the scene where they are hitting the owner of the pub with the pool cues and all the weapons to Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah.
And he said that just the way he filmed it was genius.
Yeah.
He said the whole segment, because it's just one shot where he's going around in circles. And
yeah.
I mean, it's just fantastic. What's your favourite part of the film?
Favourite part?
Because I've got a favourite part out of because I hated the character, but I've also got a favourite part though because I thought it was funny.
I think my favourite part actually must be when they're whacking the pub landlord,
mm-hmm.
with Queen singing in the background.
Yeah.
Because I'm having a good time, having a good time. And they're just whacking the
and
shit.
They're in time with the beat as well.
I think that must be. I think that's my favourite part of the film.
My favourite bit comically,
yeah.
is when Liz has just broke up with him.
Yeah.
With Sean. And Nick Frost's character.
Yeah.
Which I should fucking know this by now.
Ed?
Ed?
Yeah.
Telling him about all the people in the pub.
Yeah.
Like ex-porn star, blah, blah, blah. He used to be part of the mafia.
Mafia, yeah.
Like that, absolutely.
Snakeskin boots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it makes me howl some of the shit he comes up with. But my second favourite part is when the fucking... Oh, the annoying...
The specky one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what was his fucking character's name? He was so annoying. I'm going to have to get it up because my memory is absolutely shot. I can't remember what I did yesterday.
David.
David. Oh, yeah. My God. It was so irritating.
When he died, that scarred me as a kid.
You see, I actually was a bit upset when you saw him get his body ripped up. But when the zombies were having him, I was like, fucking yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
When they were dragging him out, I was like, yeah, go on it. But when they ripped him open, I was like, oh no! Oh.
Literally.
Like, I was like 5 or 6 watching this. I was like... That ruined my Christmas.
It's just popped into my head another hilarious bit, which I might actually change to my favourite bit.
Yeah.
You know when they have the zombies stuck against the tree?
Yeah.
And they're trying to pretend to be zombies to get to the pub. And he says, Ed? And he goes, oh, do it on the night. He's just on his phone. And she goes, it is the fucking night.
And he's like...
He just goes... And she's like, fantastic, good vocal work. Oh my God, it's so funny.
Simon Pegg's mum... In the film,
mm-hmm.
it's that they're going through the zombie like tryouts. It's just they're staring at her. And she goes, "Oh, sorry, love.
Yeah,
I was away with the fairies."
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh. But what I noticed, each one of the Cornetto trilogy,
yeah,
is actually a different subgenre of film.
Oh, okay, Shaun of the Dead's horror.
Yep,
100%. Is it just one subgenre per film?
Apart from Hot Fuzz.
Right, Hot Fuzz is crime.
So all of them are comedy.
Obviously, comedy all comedy, yeah.
And so Shaun of the Dead is comedy horror.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Fuzz is comedy.
Comedy crime, or comedy action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
And thriller.
No.
Crime.
No.
Sci-fi.
No.
Murder mystery.
Mystery.
Mystery, okay.
And then The World's End is comedy.
Comedy.
You already said
sci-fi.
It. Comedy sci-fi.
Because they're aliens. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I found that quite cool that they're all different subgenres.
Yeah.
In the film.
Yeah, that actually, that's, I didn't actually know that. That's quite good.
Yeah. Talk about something quickly because I'm trying to find some facts.
Okay.
We really fucked the facts for this episode.
Okay.
Literally just demolished the Chinese.
Okay, while you're trying to find facts, I once knew a girl named Martha. She had a face like an ugly baboon. while you're trying to find facts,
I've got it now.
I'm currently playing on Xbox the remastered GTA trilogy.
Really?
Trying to get all the achievements, yeah. Because I'm gay like that. I'm just sad.
I rate that.
Yeah.
How much do you think this grossed?
Or just burp, sorry. How much is it gross?
Yeah.
We don't have a budget.
I'm just trying to find the budget.
Well, it's... Oh. This was Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead.
So it was their first one. They're coming from space. 200 and something million. 220 million.
Nowhere near. I'm very surprised at this.
88.
Nope.
105.
Nope.
£6.
A little bit higher than £6.
£1.50 and a Cornetto.
It grossed 30 million.
That's not bad.
And I cannot...
For what it was.
I mean, it won 14 awards.
Fucking hell.
And 20 nominations in total.
So over 50% of winning.
Over 50%, yeah.
Fucking hell, that's really good.
I can't find the budget.
Let's... Shall we use our trusty friend Siri?
Shall we use Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, God, no. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes. Boycott Rotten Tomatoes.
This is the only place that's got the budget.
Yeah. That was weird. We did that at the same time.
Yeah.
So, should we kiss?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I think we spoke about it previously on the podcast. I'm not a fan of Rotten Tomatoes because they just boycott some of the greatest fucking things ever.
Budget.
54% on the tomato meter.
This podcast is dog shit, isn't it?
I've got the budget here.
6 million, it says.
6 million.
Yeah.
So that's not bad grossing, if you ask me.
No, definitely not.
Seeing as it's pretty much shot in like a street in London and then another street in London.
It's actually filmed in like
a garden.
It's filmed in a house, two streets.
A house, a flat, a street.
A pub.
A pub and an alley.
Yeah.
When they meet, oh my God, when they meet the people who are exactly like them.
Exactly the same.
And like both of them, the two characters who resemble Ed, are just literally looking at the phone and like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll do it on the night.
Where would you rank?
You got Red
Shaun of the Dead in the trilogy.
Out of the three?
Yeah.
Two.
Or should we do the ranking at the end?
Okay, yeah, let's do the ranking. Yeah. I just gave the answer, but let's do the ranking on the end. Let's do the ranking at the end.
Hot Fuzz.
Okay, quickly. Rating, Shaun of the Dead, what would you give it? Out of comedy rating.
Out of 10.
Out of 10 for comedy value.
For comedy value. 7.
I give it an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I give this next one a 10. Instantly.
Hot Fuzz. I feel like...
Hot Fuzz.
I feel like you can already tell by what we've literally just said. Hot right. Fuzz, in my opinion, is the best film out of the trilogy.
All right, Angle. So, he's a copper in London. Gets sent to a small village.
Yeah.
No crime happens pretty much whatsoever.
But it turns out that it's actually the people that run the town are actually...
Killing
everyone that everyone. Does any little...
Yeah.
Anything that they don't agree with.
Yeah. Because I believe the how do you call it? Chief commissioner?
Chief inspector.
Yeah, like yeah. The
top dog.
The top dog of the police department. His wife died.
Yeah.
And her only thing was to make sure it won the best town award.
Yeah.
So anyone who pretty much put that award at jeopardy, they killed.
Yeah.
But in my opinion... I'll give proper rankings at the end, but the only reason this falls higher to me than the other two is because it's just got so... I could sit here and go, like for Shaun of the Dead, go, you got red on you, or oi, or I do it on the night. Like I could quote, but I could quote you this fucking film.
Yeah, Hot Fuzz for me is the best film out of this.
Like
trilogy.
Even down to like the pissed up night they have.
Yeah.
And he's like, Point Break or Bad Boys 2? Oh, I've never seen either. No.
Which one?
No, oh, yeah. What did he say? He says something like, Point Break?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, which one first? He basically, they watched both all night.
I like the one, the bit in the, when they're in the supermarket and he's like, I got attacked by the caretaker in the supermarket and I got the teddy bear and put him to sleep or something. And I can't remember what it was now.
Oh, in the supermarket.
And then
He puts a guy in the freezer. He says, "Did you say cool off?" And he's like, "No, I didn't actually."
You're
shame.
Off.
Shame. And then he goes, "Oh, you missed it earlier when I said playtime's over and I hit him over the head with the peace lily."
You're off the fucking chain.
Oh, what a film!
Oh, it's so good.
The two detectives when they're in the shootout, and. And one of them gets
splattered with spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, he gets. He thinks he's been
shot.
Bestie thinks he's been shot,
and he's like, "Don't worry, it's just bolognese."
He's like, "Don't worry, Andy, it's just bolognese."
And then you got the girl copper, and she hits like one of the women over the head, and then she just turns and goes, "Oh, I love a bit of girl on girl action."
Yeah, she is horny throughout the whole fucking film. Oh my God, you've got
show you Radio Station.
You've got. the old him trying to catch a fucking swan throughout the whole thing. You've got the old boy who has the entire world's weaponry, armory, and you've got a sea mine.
I don't know what you're moaning about.
Yeah. It's when he hits it, and he goes, "Boy, I already had it."
It just starts just a long dunk, dunk, and it starts ticking, and everyone's like, "Oh!" And they just run out.
Oh, even, or when they go in the shop, he's like, "Oh, that Sergeant Angle's just the arse in the shop. Look at the arse on him." He's like, well, "What should we do now? Shop? We've just been to the shop.
No, another shop.
No, another one." Oh my god, that film is so good. Not only is it hilarious throughout the entire thing,
yeah,
but the action in it
is actually decent.
Is really good. Like the iconic scene that people who have seen it will remember the most. He's chasing the guy stealing stuff from the supermarket in the purple tracksuit. Yeah. And he's like, he turns to Danny.
Oh my.
He turns to Danny and he says, he's like, oh, what? He says something. He says, "Oh, you never done a bit of this?" And then he starts hopping over all the fences. Yeah. And Danny goes to do it. The fucking fence just comes down. And then he runs through the first one, goes to the other one, climbs over it, and just falls.
Oh yeah, because I think they copied the scene. Because they have the exact, I think they have the exact same scene in Shaun of the Dead. Because they both turned, it was both Simon Pegg doing it first, and I think he turns to Nick Frost and goes, "What's the matter? You never taken a shortcut before?"
That's it. That's what he says. That's what he says. Good man. That's what he says. Yeah, what's the matter?
If my memory serves correctly, I think they did the exact same scene in Shaun of the Dead as well.
There was the bit in Shaun of the Dead where he uses the tiny trampoline to jump over the fence.
Yeah.
What a film, though. You've got to watch Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, but please, Hot Fuzz is just so funny.
If you watch any one of these three, Hot Fuzz by far for me is the best.
If you are English and haven't seen them, or from the UK and haven't seen them, please watch them because they are just hilarious and you'll get it. If you're not from the UK and you want to have an understanding and you're into comedy, like you really love comedy, and you want to get an understanding of British humour, then
these films are the best introduction to UK humour.
On it. They are absolutely on it.
Yeah.
So what have you got for me then about Hot Fuzz?
I've got a rough estimate budget, okay, which isn't really helpful.
Okay.
Because it's quite a difference.
Yep.
But it says the budget is between 12 and 16 million.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't really know how they've got that mix up because there's a 4 million difference.
That's quite a significant
big difference.
Yep.
But how much do you think it grossed?
So Shaun the Dead did 30.
30.
I reckon this one's a bit more successful, you know. 55.
80.
Oh, wow, that's a 50 mil increase.
Yeah.
Did this one win any awards?
I don't know. I've not actually seen anything pop up.
Do you know what I have to say to that?
What's that?
If you want to be a big cop in a small town, fuck off at the model village.
It's won 2 awards and 9 nominations.
Okay, that's good.
It won Best British Comedy.
Yep, class.
And it won Empire Award, Best British Film.
Deserved, both deserved. I've just thought of the hilarious bit. You know when he kicks all the people out of the pub?
Yeah.
And he's like, "When's your birthday?" 3rd of March. What year?
Every year. And then he goes to the other one, because he's going to this group of kids.
Yeah.
And one of them says,
"When's
that
your birthday?"
Yeah. "When's your birthday?"
Yeah. I'll just kick the desk laughing. I'll just need the desk laughing. Sorry if you heard that. Yeah. Oh my god, that'd be funny.
These are just Hot Fuzz. So good.
Do you know when he's dragging drunk Danny down the road and they see that ginger kid pissing at the wall and he turns? I can't remember what he actually says in the film, or even if it's in the film, but there was an outtake where he basically looks at this kid's cock, this like 17 year old guy's penis, and goes, "Oh, carpet match the drapes." It's so fucking funny. Oh, even an iconic line from it. Like, jog on.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant film. So what rating would you give it out of 10 for comedy?
Comedy 10.
Same here, easily. Easily.
Is that our first 10 stepdad out of 10
doesn't,
film?
My stepdad doesn't have Spotify, but this is also his favourite comedy film ever.
Yeah.
He loves it. He would rate it a 10 out of 10. And I believe... Yeah. I believe this is our first 10 out of 10.
I think it is.
I don't think we've rated another horror.
Halloween, I think I might rate it 10. I think I rated Halloween 10. I can't remember.
I'd love to go back and listen, but I find when listening to myself really cringe. I hate my voice.
I can't listen to it back.
I absolutely hate my voice.
Someone please make a tally.
Yeah, please do. Please. Of all
the ratings.
So now we have, in my opinion, the worst out of the trilogy, but it doesn't mean it's bad.
When we say the worst film, it's not a bad film by any means.
I just
don't think it reaches the same level as the other two.
Yeah.
The World's End, it's called. Came out in 2013. There was a 6-year break between the second and third film.
That came out in 2013?
Yeah. Shaun of the Dead came out in 2004. Hot Fuzz came out in 2007. And then they left it 6 years then for The World's End.
That's a fucking big difference. Yeah.
And I think everyone mostly agrees with us when we say this. Because the numbers also point out. How much budget do you think?
Right. Oh, budget before we're talking. That means it's significant, you know.
Compared to the last few films.
5.
No, up.
10.
Up.
15.
50?
15.
15, up.
More than Hot Fuzz? 25.
20.
20?
Yeah.
Shit.
How much do you think it grossed?
30.
No. Up.
35.
Up.
50.
Down.
45.
Oh, 46 mil.
That's only a 26 mil increase, you know.
It is. It's still in profit. So it's technically not classed as that much of a failure.
Yeah.
But still not great.
It's not fantastic.
No.
But I'm happy it's up. Because it wasn't, like we've said, it's not a bad film.
No,
it's the worst. It's not as funny as Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz. So basically, Simon Pegg plays a guy called Gary King.
Mm-hmm.
Who is an alcoholic, has done nothing with his life since pretty much they turned 18.
And he's obsessed with finishing this pub crawl.
This pub crawl.
Legendary in this town.
Called the Golden Mile.
Yeah.
And so he gathers up all his friends who are now all like businessmen, misses, life sorted, kids and all this. Yeah. And takes them all back, convinces them.
Yeah.
All to go back to Newton Haven.
Yeah.
And do the Golden Mile. Because it's the only thing in his life that has any sort of significance.
Yeah.
Quite a bit dark.
It is very dark.
To convince his mates to go.
Because he manipulates them. He lies to a lot of them. Like, he does. My mum's died or something.
He says his mum's on his way out.
Yeah. On her way out.
And then, did I say his way out?
Yeah.
Listen, we don't assume genders on the JDM Lots podcast, you know what I mean? So he says his mum's dying.
Yeah.
And then I believe he goes somewhere in the toilet or something with someone, and
his phone's left on the table.
Nick Frost's character answers it. Andy, his character's called,
and it's his mum.
And he speaks to his mum, But I believe this is just after.
I feel
the
like
first. So they go back to Newton Haven, and it's not the same as it was. The people are almost robotic.
Yeah.
No expressions on the face, like
very zombie-esque.
Very zombie-esque. Yeah. And then they kind of think it's weird.
Yeah.
And
they're like, oh, it's a bit weird.
And so, yeah, at this
point, there's only one person who remembers them. And that is the old bloke in Hot Fuzz who we just talked about. Who had all the guns in his farm barn.
Yep.
Who whacks the sea mine.
Yep.
Just long junk. Don't him. Who was also played the caretaker in Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only one that actually remembered them. Because he was like, didn't he start saying like, he was like a whistleblower, wasn't he? He was there like,
didn't they try to go in one of the pubs in the Golden Mile and he said, oh, you're barred?
Yeah.
I think because he remembered him from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was the only one who wasn't. We're jumping forward. So, Simon Pegg, Gary King's character, Simon Pegg's character, Gary King, has a fight in the bathroom with some young lads and figures out that he pulls their arm off and they're basically like
alien robots.
Alien robots with like, instead of blood, it's like blue ink.
Yeah.
And so he gathers his mates and they start doing a runner and all this and trying to, but they're all kind of down to leave.
Yeah.
And he kind of wants to finish the Golden Mile because again, it's the only thing of significance in his life. And so, yeah, they go to one pub, and I think this is at the point where all the aliens are realizing that they know that they're alien robotic things, and he kind of, they go into this one pub, and I think he's a priest, isn't he? They call him Father.
I think so.
Father something. I can get him up.
I think so. Yeah.
Reverend Green.
That's it.
And it's Reverend Green, and he kind of is really nervous, and he's basically telling them like fuck off, like it's for the greater good, don't leave me alone, blah blah. And then I don't think he helps them, but they speak to him, and then the robotic alien people kind of say like you got to come to the master,
yeah,
and see him. So he gets turned into one of them.
Into one of them, yeah.
Quite creepy.
It is. I got halfway through the film and I went, it's actually like kind of, yeah, like you said, creepy. Quite, I wouldn't say scary because I wasn't there like scared,
yeah,
but I'm there like, I wouldn't like this to happen in real life.
No, it's the bit where they're walking to that one pub down the high street and everyone turns around and just follows them with their eyes, and I'm like, that is actually like, you see them in the background turn around, look at them, and that is really, really like eerie.
I love those shots in films where they're not focused on the background actors, but you can tell the background actors are like doing something
with some significance. Yeah. So it's like, it's almost like you need to keep.
Yeah,
you need to focus. You know, have some attention.
You need to focus on the unfocusable.
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
Like in the latest Nun.
Yeah.
As the main characters are walking through like one of the walkways, you can see in the background the shape of the nun, but it's not too obvious that it's like in focus, but it's not too out of focus, you can't see it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's right in that perfect bit where you go, oh, there's the shape there, I can see it.
One of the most noticeable ones I've seen for background was the first It remake.
Okay, 2017.
Yeah. So I should probably, because of my mum said, I should probably, you know, be careful, but the larger child, the plump kid, is in...
The one who likes his food.
Yeah, the one who just, you know, maybe put the hot dog down. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe pick up a dumbbell instead of a burger.
Yeah. We're just beating on him now. he's in the library. And you can tell Pennywise is there. This is either before he sees the balloon or he's seen it already. But there's a bit where the camera, the foreground, the focus is him sat at the table.
Yeah.
And if you focus on the background, you see an old woman who works at the library look at him with this, and she all of a sudden gets this really long, eerie grin.
Really? I've not noticed this.
Yeah. And I'll show you it on YouTube.
I've not noticed this.
And you see it.
That
and you go,
freaked
oh, okay.
me out.
It's before he goes downstairs in the library, but you see her in the background, like she kind of turns her head and she's looking at him with this, and you can see this look. It's
big grin.
Bigger than the average human smile.
Yeah.
So it's really eerie, and I noticed it. I nudged my sister and went, look at her, that's fucking Pennywise.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's when I noticed it.
He was downstairs in the library, and then that weird like, person like walks down the stairs slowly. And then it stops, and then it does a few more steps, and he can see he's headless, and it just stops.
Yeah.
For a few seconds, then just suddenly runs.
I can't do shit running at the camera, man. I want to punch the cinema screen, man.
Oh, I hate it.
You know what I mean? Like, I broke cinema chairs kicking my legs because of shit like that.
World War Z, when they're running at you. No, thanks.
Oh my God, we'll have to do a zombie episode and talk about World War Z, because the fact that they ran around that kid.
Yeah.
Because he's sick and they don't infect the infected.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking so cool. Yeah. It's such an awesome film.
World War Z is probably one, if apart from 28 Days Later, might be one of the best zombie films of all time.
It's in my top three.
Yeah.
It's probably my top two, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
They end up getting chased by all of the people. All the
robots, yeah.
Because they're trying to... what's the word I'm trying to think of? Trying to encourage them to join them. They're trying to recruit them. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yep. They kind of notice something's big up when they go to the nightclub. And it's the twins. The sisters. And they still look the same as when they left school. And you're like...
And they end up snogging them.
They do. Good scene.
Yeah, and then they find out that they're robots too.
Yeah.
But you notice a couple of members of the group start to disappear.
Yes.
And one of them...
Martin Freeman's character.
Martin Freeman. He comes back and he starts acting
Oliver.
Weird.
Oliver appears and then he seems a bit more chirpier about being there.
Yeah, a bit happier about being there.
Yeah, because they're like, all...
When I first watched the film, I thought, oh, you know, maybe he should change his mind. But then it started to clock on. He's too much into it now.
Yeah, he's too far.
Because he was one of the ones that are like, no, we're leaving.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's there like, no, we'll stay and do it.
He's like, no, I'm happy being here. Yeah. Yeah, and then so they all kind of try and want to make a get for it. And like leave, and Simon Pegg's character just is adamant on finishing this Golden Mile.
Yeah,
it's a big chase scene through the woods.
Yeah,
he has a big heart to heart with Nick Frost's character Andy.
Yeah,
and then they end up at the pub is called The World's End.
Yeah,
At the end of the Golden Mile, and he pours himself a pint. Gary King does. Simon Pegg.
It's not connected to a barrel.
No, and then this floor gets lowered down. And him and Andy, Nick Frost's character,
UFO thing.
Yeah, just go down on this floor, and they've got all these bodies of kind of like the... So when you kill the robot, the clone of that person, another robot alien, comes alive. And then, if I'm being honest, because it's not... There's funny bits, but unmemorable funny bits, because we spoke quite seriously about this one. The funniest bit was when he's speaking to the almighty power that is the alien thing that created
the
this.
The light.
The light.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing here. It's called The Network.
The Network.
And it's played by Bill Nye.
Is it?
Who plays
the science guy?
Bill Nye, who is Get Mum, Kill.
Oh,
it's
him.
It's him. Stepdad. Yeah. Out of Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, Phil. Yeah. Kill Phil, yeah. And so the way he kind of gets this the network to leave the town alone is by basically telling it to fuck off.
Yeah.
He just turns around and goes, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
And so he goes,
oh, well, fine.
Okay, then. And then this big nuclear explosion happens and the world turns into the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And
it turns out then that Simon Pegg's character, Gary King, actually survives in this world a lot better than he did the normal world.
Yeah, he actually is like the Gary King hero he always wanted to be at
and
the
he
end.
Doesn't he... He actually recruits some of the robots, doesn't he, for his little gang?
Yeah.
And they go into this pub where it's like no clones or something allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ends the film on the...
Yeah, it does like a little segment
the little
of
bar
like
fight sort of thing,
how like all the members are still living well after the explosion and stuff. Nick Frost's character
the same
Andy,
jobs, don't they?
Yeah, Nick Frost's character Andy, he's talking to like all these young people about what happened and the legendary status of Gary King.
Yeah.
And Martin Freeman's character Oliver, it becomes a headless alien robot estate agent
like selling, he was
selling houses and Gary King recruits this army of droid things he's in a bar and he's no droids allowed and he says something along the lines of like we'll be served where we want or something like that, and then a big fight ensues and the film kind of stops but what I did like about the apocalyptic scene at the end is that as the camera's panning across the like chicken wire fence,
mm-hmm.
A Cornetto rapper
flies onto
the fence and comes into like clear camera view.
And I was wondering when the Cornetto was going to get shown throughout it.
That's what I mean, yeah. I was like, so this is Cornetto trilogy, and it was like no homages to it whatsoever apart from the end. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. I like that. But yeah, so overall, did we do budget for this? We did.
Yeah.
Did we do any awards? I can't imagine it happening.
I don't think it did, actually, no.
No, I can't imagine it.
I might be wrong. I haven't looked.
But yeah, it's so what would you give out of 10?
What, World's End?
Yeah,
I would give it, I feel like I'm being really harsh with this,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd give it a 6.5.
I'm giving it a 6. Yeah, I'm giving it a solid 6, because I've got then gone 6, 8, 10.
Yeah,
but I'm giving it a solid 6.
Yeah.
Good film again.
Yeah,
if you're going to watch the trilogy, you have to watch it. It's not a bad film by any means.
No, it's not. It's not a bad film. I don't think it's as good as the other two.
Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz are just so much better. So rankings then for the trilogy.
Hot Fuzz top for me.
Yeah, same here.
Then Shaun. And then
The World's End. Yeah.
A trilogy wise, I don't know. Maybe top 5 trilogies of all time.
It's in my top 3, and I don't want to be biased as a British man.
Yeah.
But it's definitely in my top 3 just because it is good.
I feel like for me, Anyone's above that is... I'm not going to say these in any order, because I want to say that for another pod. I'd say Michael... not Michael Bay's Transformers, because he did five, but... Shia LaBeouf's Transformers, because he was in three of them. I would say the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
In my top five. Rise of the Planet of the Apes trilogy.
Yeah.
Cornetto trilogy. And I'd probably say another trilogy. Actually, I can't think of another trilogy.
My number five trilogy is Big Busty Babies 1, 2 and 3. Had to add a bit of comedy there, because I felt like we got very serious at the end.
I don't know. We'll have to do a whole episode of trilogies, and I'll have to actually think about it.
Oh yeah. See, there's because there's box sets, I'd say, that I hold in high stead.
Yeah.
Trilogy is so specific because it only has to be three. There only can be three.
Yeah.
So I feel like we'd have better with box sets.
Yeah.
Because then you could include all the Transformers, all the Apes.
Yeah.
Like, I'd include obviously the Predators and the Aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll dive into that glorious piece of fucking cinema at some point in the future. But yeah, so that's been...
I feel like this... We should probably start wrapping up now.
Yes.
Because it is late.
It's very late. We were actually finishing filming this. It's currently 11
o'clock
in the
night.
Evening. Because we started this a bit later today. We ended up having the Chinese.
Well, I say we. You have a big day tomorrow.
I do. I have your baby shower tomorrow.
And I have work in like... To make time for the baby shower, I have to be working like 6-7 hours time.
Yes.
So I need to go home and get a little bit of sleep.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little peck.
Yeah, just
a
little.
Oh, and can I say, I'm in a very good mood today. Because the Leicester Tigers, we won.
You did.
Yeah?
You did. You won. Yeah, you won, what was it, second game of the season?
Second game of the season. Yeah. We've lost to everything else. And yeah, we've...
Well, you're not... It's not bad. But...
Oh, we should be in a better spot than what we are.
Yeah, they're a top-tier league team.
I feel like we are struggling because we've had a whole new coaching system. Like, we've had a whole new everything this... A whole new management, everything.
Yeah.
This season. But I think it's just... Everyone's just trying to figure out where they are, what the whole new way we work is.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's just the way it is.
Who would have thought on this podcast we'd be mentioning sports?
I know.
Go Chicago Bulls. I love basketball. But yeah. So.
Socials.
I'll quickly wrap it up with the socials.
Please give us a follow on TikTok and a like.
Yes.
We
have the TikTok.
We have a video that went semi-viral.
Well, somewhat, I mean, semi. Yeah. To TikTok standards, probably.
It's nothing.
Yeah, but we had nearly hit 2K views of your video of live Corey Taylor.
Please go and give that one a watch. Let's get it to 2,000 views. Let's get it.
Yeah, we only need 70.
Yeah.
73. So yeah, go on.
Let's do it.
So the TikTok is at JD on the Rocks pod. The link to the Instagram is in the bio of the TikTok, but if you don't have TikTok and you do listen... And you have Instagram. The Instagram is JD on the Rocks Pod.
And can I just say, please bear with us, because I seem to always post on TikTok but forget about posting it on Instagram.
Yeah, I did notice we only got 3 posts on Instagram.
So we need to step up our Instagram game.
Yeah. If you
TikTok is where I feel like, when I say we, I'm most active.
Yeah.
On the TikTok.
It is.
General shit, like metal,
whatever.
I've reposted a few bits today. I can't remember what I reposted.
Yeah.
But I know I reposted 2 things when we were eating the Chinese.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
TikTok is, if you're a mature listener, shall I say, and you don't do, obviously, social media, but you do have an email address, feel more than free to contact us at jdontherocks20@gmail.com via email.
Give us an email, just saying whatever.
Yeah, so on three social platforms, give us comments, likes, follows, give us criticism, positive or negative, constructive. Just get in contact with us.
Yeah.
just let us know what you thought of the episode, what you liked, what you didn't like. If you're listening on Spotify, drop us a follow and a rating, yep, please. That would be very much appreciated, and we're very, very thankful for everyone who does or who and definitely, who has. Yeah. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music,
yeah,
please give us a follow. I'm not sure. I don't have the app, so I'm not sure if they have ratings or likes or whatever. But if they do, please,
if you're listening
on
Audible,
please. Audible, yes, yeah. Audible.
Please give us a following on there and a rating.
Yes, please.
And I think, I don't know if you have to enable it, but I think Spotify, you can also leave comments on Spotify.
Oh, if we have that enabled, please leave a comment on Spotify. If we don't, we'll try and figure it out.
I'm pretty sure, I don't know how we can do it, but you can put up questions on Spotify as well.
Yes. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
We'll get around to figure that out. All of this is still new to us, to be honest. Sorry, that is just my TikTok. I would just like to give a brief shout out on TikTok to Sizzling Dandy.
Yes.
Who commented on one of our posts recently saying, check out Dead Before Morning album, Halberd and Imperium UK. We have checked them out. We obviously knew we had a catch up and a trilogy to do this episode. So we didn't get a chance to speak to it on this episode, speak about it. But if we will 100% give a review to your comment on the next episode.
Yeah.
So now the catch up's done and everything, it should be back to kind of weekly
I'd status. Like to get a bit more in depth on them before I get give my full opinion as well.
Yeah, because I've just gave a brief
check. Yeah.
And so I want to give another check. Yeah. But thank you so much, Sizzling Daddy, for your comment. We really appreciate it.
Please bring more recommendations.
Yes, we will be 100% hitting you with a review on your request next episode.
Most definitely.
But that's us for now.
Yeah.
So
signing off.
Have a good week at work.
Yeah.
And
try not to get too worked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you're either working hard or hardly working, as they say. And I am always fucking hardly working.
I'm just at work waiting for bed.
Yeah. I dream about a bed at work when I'm awake.
Half 9 in the morning. I've got a bed in a few hours.
You know what I mean? I get in at 9, 10 past 9. Oh, nearly time's gone. But
yeah.
Have a good week. Thanks to everyone. Yeah, stay hydrated, drink water.
Health is wealth.
Exactly. I know exactly who you got that off as well.
Yep.
But yeah, thanks so much for listening.
Yep.
And we'll see you in the next step.
We will.
Goodbye.
Follow our socials for teasers on the next episode.
Oh yeah, we are going to release big teasers.
Yes.
Yeah, big teasers. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.